From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group is going much faster than expected. He spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. Meanwhile, the Pentagon announced a U.S. service member was killed by an explosion in northern Iraq. Russia says it has ordered that a humanitarian pause in the Syrian city of Aleppo be extended for another 24 hours. Syria and Russia halted airstrikes on Aleppo Tuesday. As part of the truce, the Syrian army has opened up 8 corridors civilians can use to safely exit the city. In what could be a serious setback for the U.S. pivot to Asia, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has announced his country's separation from the United States following high-level talks with Chinese leaders in Beijing.
Your Honors, in this venue, I announce my separation from the United States.
Duterte told his audience America has lost and that he has realigned himself with the Chinese ideological flow. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter has strongly condemned the failed ballistic missile launch in North Korea.
We are very concerned about the possibility of North Korean provocations. They've conducted them in the past. We're constantly assessing the disposition of their forces.
North Korea launched an intermediate-range ballistic missile test Thursday, shortly after the U.S. and South Korea wrapped up high-level security talks in Washington. The test failed. This is VOA News.